An Odd Body, a four-part detective series by Sue Rodwell, with Annette Badland as Detective Inspector Gwen Danbury of East Suffolk Police Headquarters, Gudrun Ure as Joan Danbury, and John Dutteen as Detective Sergeant Henry Jacobs. Part 3, A Sheltered Life, with John Moffat as Larry Eaves, Hilda Braid as Emily Porter, and Don McCorkindale as Hesset. An Odd Body, Part 3.
It was a very moving service.
The vicar was good, considering he didn't know Dad.
And the flowers were lovely.
Yes, what they were. Poor Dad.
He had friends?
Of course. Both of you. He was so good to him, despite himself.
At his worst, Jack was a difficult, cantankerous, opinionated old man. That's why he and Mother got on so well together.
Thank you, Gwen.
But he was generous, kind, and very funny, too, when he wanted to be.
Like your mother.
Isn't it chilly out here?
Oh, there's Mr. Eaves. He arranged the funeral. I'll just go and have a quick word. Thank him. Can you stay for a moment?
Of course.
Mother.
Mr. Eaves, thank you so much for all your hard work.
Well, I think we did your father proud, didn't we?
Look, Mother, I have to get back.
I'll be in touch. Surely you can stay a while.
Not really. It's the drugs case. Sorry. Look, there isn't a wake or anything. Auntie Grace and Philip have to go straight back to London. I just didn't feel like arranging something.
Now, don't worry, dear. It must still be a terrible shock for you.
And I have to get back to the station. A briefing with Superintendent Phillips.
Actually, I was hoping we could go to the pub. Just the three of us. For a quick drink?
I'd love to, but I really should go.
No, I wanted to talk to you, both of you, about Dad. You see, I don't think he committed suicide at all.
You sure you don't want some crisps?
Oh, I'm fine.
And I'd better not, as Mother was trying not to say.
She's on this new diet. Lost 5 pounds.
Mother.
Nothing else I can get you?
No, really.
Well, sit down and tell us all about it.
Yes, right. I suppose it's silly. Guilt. You'll think I don't want to acknowledge the fact that Dad killed himself, that I must be to blame in some way.
What nonsense.
Well, I know that, really. Of course he was depressed. Having to go into sheltered housing. And I couldn't come down and visit as often as I'd have liked. His friends were dying off. You were a real lifeline for him. I know all that.
Your father always had periods of black moods, even when your mother was alive.
But suicide? It's just not like him.
If it wasn't suicide, what are you saying it was?
It seems absurd, but
he was found in his own car, engine running, in his own lock-up. It was a classic scenario.
He didn't leave a note.
Suicides often don't. I can't believe he wouldn't have left some message for me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, a cry will do you good.
Not in the pig and partridge.
It couldn't have been an accident. So you're saying it was murder?
I don't know. Well, yes, I suppose... I wondered if you could do something, Gwen.
The post-mortem found no barbiturates in his bloodstream. There was no sign that he'd been assaulted, that he hadn't got into the car under his own steam.
There was the bump on his head.
Caused by a fall at his flat the day before. So the warden said.
But you don't believe her?
No.
I don't know. No, I don't.
Well, who'd want to murder Jack?
That's what I thought Gwen might be able to find out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alison. I'm up to my eyes in this drug surveillance, which I shouldn't have even told you about.
Yes, I understand, of course.
If there was some evidence...
They won't find evidence without looking for it.
No, Mother.
Perhaps you could ask Henry to...
He's working on this drug operation as well. Virtually the whole division is. It's important.
Aren't your friends important?
I don't mean not...
Oh, no, really, Gwen, I do understand. It's just that I know Dad wouldn't have killed himself. Not without giving me a reason.
But you must get members of the public saying that sort of thing all the time.
You're not a member of the public. You're Eileen's daughter, and of course we'll do something about this, won't we, Gwen?
If there was anything I could do, I'd do it, but there really isn't, Mother.
I understand, really.
Sorry. Look, I have to go. Phillips will have my head. Will you be going back to Gloucester straight away?
Afraid so. School again tomorrow.
I'll give you a ring at the weekend. Take care.
You too, Gwen. You must be proud of her.
Not at this precise moment.
No, don't. I was being unfair.
You certainly weren't. You feel strongly about this. And if you have even half your mother's intuition, then I take you very seriously indeed.
But Gwen's so busy.
I promise you, dear, if Gwen doesn't do anything, I most certainly will.
And at this point, I'm very pleased to welcome our colleagues from Customs and Excise to this afternoon's briefing. This is, as you know, a major operation. Several months of preparation have already gone into the groundwork, both here and in Amsterdam. And I... Inspector Danbury?
Sir?
If that was an attempt to slip surreptitiously into your chair, I'm afraid it entirely failed.
Sorry, sir.
This briefing began at 2:00.
Yes, I know. The funeral overran.
I can update the inspector, sir, if necessary.
Right. Well, as you all know, if you've read your briefing notes, our target is local businessman, golfing enthusiast and thorn of the chief constable's side, David Hessett. We've had our eye on Mr. Hessett for several years, but he's managed to evade our grasp up to now. 2 months ago, we received intelligence that he was planning to bring in a large consignment of drugs, probably cannabis, via Felix Sodox. The investigation officer, Colin Gray, can take you through the story so far. Colin.
Thank you, Superintendent. Right. We can start with a rogue gallery of Mr. Hessett's associates. 4 pretty faces, aren't they? None, I emphasise none of these men will be approached until the trap is sprung. First, George Smith, Hessett's number one, troubleshooter and, when necessary, heavy pair of hands. Second, Arnold Bedford, his man in Europe, PhD, speaks 3 languages, and will slash your face if you give him any trouble. Third, a man we haven't identified as yet, but he's been seen hanging around Hessett's garage and received a large sum of money from Mr. Bedford last Tuesday. Fourth and least, we have a very unpleasant weasel. Steve Edwards, gopher, garage mechanic, pusher of drugs, probably a user himself.
That building behind him?
Christchurch High School.
Yeah, I thought it was.
He likes hanging around school gates with a packet or two to tempt the kids.
And we're going to let him carry on?
Just until his operation's over with. Don't worry, we're keeping an eye on him.
James, my son goes to Christchurch. If Edward so much as breathes on him, I'll have the little bastard.
No, you won't, Sergeant. Nothing, I emphasise, nothing will be done to put Operation Golfball in jeopardy.
My boy's more important than any...
Sergeant!
Henry,
I understand your anxiety. I've got kids of my own. Don't worry. We'll make sure he gets sight of a uniform if he approaches any children. He just can't be collared yet.
We've all got families. That's what this operation's all about. Making sure those families are protected from drugs. Yes?
Sir?
I don't know about his family, but I can't imagine Mother smoking a joint.
I can imagine your mother doing almost anything.
Mrs. Danbury! Mrs. Danbury!
Sorry, my dear. I was just admiring the carpeting in the hall.
We're carpeted throughout, obviously. This is the communal sitting room. It's not usually empty, but Tuesday afternoon's the outing to Sainsbury's. Very popular with our ladies and gentlemen.
It all looks delightful. The flats, the garden, everything. Oh, I'm so grateful to you for showing me around at such short notice.
Not at all.
I was literally just passing and I thought, I must see what those flats are like. I'm not as young as I was, and I do find my big house really too much for me sometimes.
Well, at St. Margaret's, I, or the assistant warden, are always available, day or night, if you should need help at any time.
So reassuring. I don't suppose there's a flat available at the moment.
As a matter of fact, there is. But I'm afraid the waiting list is very long.
I can imagine. I'm sure people would kill for a place here.
up.
Eat your sausage or I'll have it.
Didn't go down well with Phillips.
Forget about it. No harm done. Livened up the briefing.
It's just Jamie.
Emma.
I hardly see him. What if he's sniffing glue or smoking pot?
I'm sure Kate would tell you.
I was supposed to see him last weekend. Couldn't make it. That hit and run. There's always something.
Jamie understands.
Since Kate got married again, it's been... Do you think Jamie calls him Dad?
Whatever he calls him, you're his father.
I mean it, you know. If that man went near Jamie, that pusher, I'd kill him.
Jamie's much too sensible to buy drugs.
Is he? I don't know. I've no idea what he's like, really. Not these days. We go places, football, swimming, have a burger. Then it's time to take him back again. I just don't feel part of his life anymore.
I can't think of a suitable cliche to reassure you. I know you're a good father, but it doesn't help, does it?
Sorry. Tell me to belt up. How was the funeral?
As far as funerals go, it was quite fun.
Your mother all right?
Mother was... Mother.
Meaning?
Oh, she got some bee in her bonnet. But I managed to kill it before it could sting either of us.
More honey, dear?
No, I'm fine.
Tea?
No, really.
More toast?
What is it, Mother?
What?
You want to tell me something?
No.
Oh, you've been like this ever since Jack's funeral.
Like what?
Mother.
Well, it isn't anything, really. Just, well, I'll be moving out this afternoon.
What?
Now, I thought, as it was your day off, you could help me pack.
What on earth are you talking
about?
I'm
moving into St. Margaret's, the sheltered housing, into Jack's old flat, as a matter of fact.
I know it's not April the 1st, but this is a joke.
There was a waiting list, of course, but I managed to get round that by phoning the chairman of the trustees. He's an old friend.
You're not joking, are you?
He was in the force with your father, and he was very sympathetic. I told him all about it.
About what?
About Jack being murdered.
He wasn't murdered.
And apparently... He wasn't the first.
The first what?
Mysterious death at St. Margaret's.
It wasn't mysterious. Tragic. Unnecessary, yes, but not mysterious.
Alison's convinced...
Alison feels lots of things about her father. Guilt, mainly, for not being there for him. It's easier for her to think he didn't kill himself.
There was another apparent suicide 18 months ago. I thought that would surprise you.
It doesn't. They're old people, trying to adjust a whole new way of life. Some won't be able to. You can't go around saying they've been murdered.
Not until I've proved it.
You can't do this.
Well, you're obviously not going to help.
It's not a police matter.
Then it should be.
The inquest brought in a verdict of suicide. There's nothing more we can do.
No wonder your clear-up rate's so bad.
That's not fair, Mother. And there's no crime to clear up in this case.
I think we better agree to disagree on that.
Are you really serious?
It's only temporary. I won't need to pack much, and I can use Jack's old furniture. Alison agreed to leave it there for the moment.
She knows what you're doing.
I couldn't leave the poor girl thinking we were doing nothing.
You are serious.
Perfectly.
You're impossible, Mother.
Then perhaps St. Margaret's is just the place for me.
If that's for me, I'm not here. I'm not going in on my day off.
Hello? Yes, dear. Yes, she's here. Gwen, it's for you.
Oh.
Henry, he sounds anxious.
Thank you. Henry, has something come up with Operation Golf Ball?
In a way, there's been a bit of bother. Could you come down to the station?
God, it's my first free day for weeks.
I know, but that dealer, Edwards, has been found beaten up.
Why don't I feel sorry?
They think I did it.
Sit tight. Say nothing. I'll be right there. I've got to go.
Is everything all right?
Not really. Look, don't do anything till I get back. All right?
Of course, dear. Whatever you say.
This is a very serious matter, Sergeant.
I know that, sir.
You can't believe it.
Inspector, I'm not sure in what capacity you're attending this meeting.
As Henry's friend and advisor.
Well, I'd be grateful if you'd keep your advice to yourself until I've finished. Now, Stephen Edwards, a known associate of David Hessett, was found badly beaten last night.
I didn't touch him.
He regained consciousness early this morning and was able to give a description of his assailant. The description bears a remarkable resemblance to you, Sergeant.
This is stupid.
Have you met Stephen Edwards?
No, sir.
You haven't approached him at any time?
No, sir.
You didn't approach him last night?
No.
You didn't assault him?
I never touched him. I don't know him.
So how does he know you?
There's no... Excuse me, sir. But there's no evidence that Edwards does know Henry.
But his description fits right down to the moustache.
I didn't touch him. Get the doctor to examine me. Look at my knuckles. No bruising, no broken skin.
He was attacked with a large wooden object, possibly a baseball bat.
I haven't got a baseball bat.
I'm sure you could find one.
You really think I did it?
Don't say any more, Henry. Not without your solicitor. It's just so incredible.
Sergeant Jacobs, I have to inform you that you are suspended from duty with immediate effect, pending a full investigation of this matter. You'll be asked to take part in an identification parade at a date to be decided. And until then, I don't want to see you in the station.
What about Operation Golf Ball?
I'm sure we'll struggle on without you for the present. I hope this is all resolved very quickly.
So do I.
Of course. Take any personal items you need from your locker. D.I. Danbury will go with you, and then you leave the building. That's all, thank you.
Sir.
You go ahead, Henry. I just want a word with the superintendent.
Right.
You can't really believe Henry did this.
I believe nothing. I simply follow procedure.
He's a good policeman.
If Jacobs is identified by Edwards, then the matter will be investigated through the proper channels.
He won't be identified.
Then he's nothing to worry about.
Any kind of investigation will look bad on his record.
The proper channels, Inspector.
I'm not going to let him be destroyed.
I don't want any individual policeman or woman taking matters into their own hands. I won't have maverick police officers on this force.
Don't worry, sir. I'm not the maverick in my family.
Would you mind if I sit here?
Oh, of course not, lovey. Let me shift all my rubbish.
My name is Joan Danbury. I'm new here.
Emily Porter. I'm not.
It's lovely out here, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Catches the sun this time of day. I like to bring my books and my knitting and my sweeties into the garden and just let the morning go by. Mm. Have you got Jack's flat, then?
Yes.
Thought so. Poor old bugger. Jack, I mean. Couldn't believe it when it happened.
I read something about it in the newspaper. Oh, what a tragedy.
Yes. And only 82. That's no age.
Did you know him well?
We all get to know each other here, whether we want to or not.
Were you surprised that he,
topped himself? Yes. Yes, I suppose I was. He was grumpy, and he didn't like sharing a bathroom with the next door flat. But that's no reason, is it?
I wouldn't have thought so. Well, wasn't there another suicide? Last year?
You're morbid, aren't you?
Afraid so.
Wasn't the same, that one. She was loopy. Arthur's girlfriend.
Arthur?
Arthur Lambert. The one over there hanging out his smalls. 90 and still does all his own washing. Mad, I call it, when they'll do it for you. Does his own cleaning, cooks his own meals. I just sit back and let them bring it to me. Lunch to your door does a lovely casserole on Tuesdays.
Who are they?
They bring you a hot meal. It's one of those charity things. But I'm not proud, and I like my food. Arthur, he puts up with burnt toast and baked beans. Likes his independence.
What was his girlfriend like, apart from being loopy?
You asked a lot of questions.
I'm a terrible gossip.
Oh, good.
So am I.
Well, I can fill you in on all the residents. I've been here longer than any of them. His girlfriend, Deirdre, she was a bit of a fancy piece. Dyed her hair blonde, and she must have been almost as old as him. Took an overdose. God knows why. Go on, ask me another.
Mrs. Porter, I can't tell you how glad I am to have met you.
Oh.
Personal stuff. It's all personal stuff in here. Can't take it all home. Out. Just like that, after 20 years of policing.
It's only suspension.
Well, you know what that means. Early retirement, don't rock the boat, and we'll say no more.
I'm going to fight this.
You stay clear.
Do you really think I could?
You have to.
Too bad.
If you approach anyone, it'll blow his precious operation. And if that happens, you'll be out as well.
Fine. I can make use of my history degree at last.
You don't mean that.
I quite like history. I won't let a friend be treated like this. You've done nothing wrong.
I'm glad that...
What?
Oh, that's what's so... I'm glad he got beaten up.
That doesn't matter. We've just got to get you off the hook.
I didn't do it.
I know.
Look, you better go. I'm ruining your day off.
Oh, I'd rather be here. When I get back home, I've got to have a firm word with Mother. And I'm not looking forward to that.
Arthur?
Hmm?
I'll have Mr. Bunn the baker.
Haven't got him.
Oh, come on, Arthur. You must
well,
have.
I haven't.
Are you sure?
Calling me a liar?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yes, here he is. I didn't recognize him.
Never heard that one before.
Oh, you can't play happy families with just three. It's no fun.
Mrs. Danbury, there's a young woman to see you.
Really?
Says she's your daughter.
My daughter?
What does she look like? Quite chubby and very angry.
Oh, yes, that'll be...
Mother!
Gwen. Yes, that's it, Gwen.
Well, I'll leave you two to chat.
Gwen, dear, what are you doing here?
I came home and found your note.
My note? Did I leave a note? How clever of me.
What do you think you're doing?
These are my good friends, Emily and Arthur.
You can't...
Say hello to my friends.
Sorry. Hello.
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 I thought we were going to discuss this.
We're playing happy families.
Great.
And we are, aren't we? One big happy family.
Mm-hmm.
I like it here, Gwen.
This is absurd.
You're not going to take me away, are you?
Oh, look. Come home and we can talk.
I don't want to go home. I like it here.
Mother, please.
Oh, come and see my flat, dear. See how nice it is. I have my own little cooker and fridge.
What is going on?
Just a moment, dear. Never know who's listening at the door.
Paranoid as well.
If you like.
What was that performance in the lounge all about?
I think it'll be useful. If they think I'm a penny short of a shilling, they'll drop their guard.
They're more likely to lock you up.
I can look after myself. Now, tell me, what's happened to poor Henry?
He's been suspended.
What on earth for?
They say he might have beaten someone up.
Oh, how could they think that?
I made an unfortunate remark at a briefing last week. I can't go into details.
Oh, well. At least it'll all be cleared up soon. They must know Henry wouldn't do a thing like that.
Yes.
Tell him to visit me here if he's at a loose end.
How long are you going to stay?
As long as it takes.
As long as what takes?
Finding out who killed Jack.
Do you think Emily bumped him off? Or maybe he caught Arthur cheating at Happy Families.
I must say, on the face of it, it doesn't seem likely. But you never know what passions are bubbling under the surface.
No, Mother.
And I don't like the look of that Wharton. Something about her eyes.
Is there anything you want me to bring from home?
Yes, dear, I've made a list. And you better bring my plants. You'll only forget to water them.
It sounds just like your mother.
I'm thinking of getting her a deerstalker. She stripped this place.
I thought the kitchen looked bare. I thought you must have redecorated since I was last here.
No, Mother's just taken the jungle away.
She's not in any danger there, is she?
No, she's in her element. I'm sure she'd like you to visit incognito. She wouldn't want people to know you're a policeman.
No, I'm not, am I?
Of course you are.
Not for much longer.
You didn't beat up Edwards.
Well, how do I prove it? If Edwards identifies me at the ID parade...
Why should he? He doesn't even know you.
He gave a description of me.
Which could fit hundreds of men. If he's never met you...
It was a great meal, thanks.
He hasn't met you, has he?
I just warned him off.
Henry...
I didn't tell him I was a policeman or anything.
Bloody idiot!
I had to. If he'd gone near Jamie...
How did you warn him off?
I didn't touch him. I was watching him from my car. He approached these two kids, not more than 10 or 11, Jamie's age. I just went over and I gave him a bit of a talking to.
And the next thing you know, he's found beaten up.
Not by me. But it's how he knows me.
But if you didn't do it, why should he give you a description?
Well, maybe he thinks I did. Maybe he's too scared to blame anyone else, and I'm the perfect fall guy. I don't know.
You think he could pick you out in the ID parade?
I think there's a fair chance.
Then we'll have to make sure it doesn't get that far.
How?
I'm not sure yet.
You mustn't get involved, Gov.
I prefer being called Gwen at home.
Oh, right. You've got your career to think of.
We've been through that. I wouldn't want to be part of a police force that lets a good man like you go. Coffee?
Thanks. Just a quick one, and I better be off. It's getting late. And you've got a job to do in the morning.
Jump.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's almost midnight.
Is it? So late.
We discourage residents from wandering around the communal rooms at this time of night.
I was looking for Tigger.
Tigger?
My cat.
We don't allow pets.
No. I thought I was at home again. Silly of me. I do get rather confused if I wake up in the middle of the night.
Perhaps we could get you some sleeping pills.
I don't think so. Do many residents take sleeping pills?
I really couldn't say, Mrs. Danbury. Now, let's get you back to bed.
Yes, dear. Lead on. I'm entirely in your hands.
Oh, good morning, Inspector. Aren't you supposed to be at Felixstowe Docks liaising with Mr. Gray about the raid?
Not till this afternoon, sir. I was just looking at the photographs.
Yes, quite a rogues gallery, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
It's a pity about Jacobs. I know how you must feel, suspending a good man for filth like that.
Pity you had to suspend him, sir.
He made threats against Edwards to a room full of police officers. The next thing we know, Edwards is assaulted. When he comes round, he describes Sergeant Jacobs to a T.
You could have put him on leave.
I could have had him arrested. I want Jacobs to understand the seriousness of this matter. He's put the whole operation in jeopardy.
Edwards hasn't even positively identified Sergeant Jacobs yet.
Oh, but he will. I think we both know that. We just have to make sure the ID parade takes place after we've raided Hessett's lorry. That way we may retrieve something from this sorry mess.
You really think Henry did it?
I've an open mind. And I hope you have too, Inspector. Now, I'm lunching with the Assistant Chief Constable, so I'd better be going. And isn't it time you were on your way to Felixstowe?
I've got one or two things to clear up first, sir. But they won't take long. I might even be able to grab a bite of lunch myself.
Mrs. Danbury.
Yes?
Lunch to your door.
Oh, just coming. Hello. How wonderful. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I hope the meal comes up to your expectations.
Chicken supreme, creamed potatoes, peas and carrots.
Well, come in.
Thank you.
I've heard such succulent things about your lunches.
Not mine. Our ladies cook them. I only deliver. The name's Larry. Larry Eaves. Can't take the credit for the taste. On the table?
Oh, please, please. Haven't we met?
It's possible, but I don't recall, and I'm sure I was. You're a new girl, aren't you?
I moved in yesterday.
Thought so. How do you like it?
It's very comfortable.
Mm, but not like home.
Not yet, but I'm sure I'll settle in.
I'm sure you will. I wonder if I could perhaps join you.
I'm sorry.
Well, I always bring extra so I can share the first proper lunch with newcomers, make them feel a bit less isolated. Where do you keep your glasses?
In the cupboard. Oh, I'll get them. Mm.
Sometimes people can feel very abandoned by their loved ones. Very lonely. But I'll only stay if I'm not imposing.
No, of course you're not. Please stay.
If there's one thing people need at this time in their lives, it's a friend. That's what I've found.
You're very kind.
Well, I care, Mrs. Danbury. I care very much indeed. Or I wouldn't be here.
Sometimes one does feel nobody really cares anymore.
Mm-hmm. Your family, you mean? You do have a family?
A daughter.
And she has her own life, of course?
Oh, yes, she certainly does. Gwen goes her own way. She always has.
Tell me about her. Over lunch.
I hardly know where to begin.
Excuse me.
Can I help you, love?
I'm looking for Steve Edwards.
He's a leg sticking out from under that Volvo.
Thanks. Stephen Edwards?
Yeah? Who wants him?
I do.
Who are you, then?
Inspector Danbury. East Suffolk Police.
Oh, yeah? You don't look much like an inspector to me.
Well, I am. And I'd like a word.
Oh, about what?
The alleged assault.
Alleged? You should see my bruises.
You seem to have recovered very quickly.
You want me to strip off? Ain't you show you where it still hurts?
No, thanks.
No. You don't look the sort who'd want to run her hands over my body. Or anyone else's.
Did you know the man who attacked you?
No. I mean, he's come up to me earlier in town. Raving lunatic, yelling at me. I'd never seen him before that.
What was he yelling about?
I don't know. Do I? Ask him.
Are you sure it was the same man?
Of course I'm sure.
It must have been dark when you were attacked.
I could see him well enough. But why all the questions? I made a statement already.
Just one or two loose ends.
Yeah, you find him, love, and I'll identify him.
You've got no idea why he should have beaten you
up? No. Some nutter, like I said.
He just came up and started hitting you for no reason. Seems unlikely.
You saying I'm making this up? Hey, this a bruise or not? Cracked my ribs, he did. You think I'd forget what he looked like?
You're lying, Mr. Edwards.
You what?
You're lying. And I don't know why yet, but I'll find out. I promise you I'll find out.
Had a visit, then.
Oh.
Lunch to your door.
Hello, Arthur. I was snoozing. Yes, lunch. And very delicious it was, too. Chicken supreme. I was just sleeping it off in the sun.
He's not so delicious, is he?
Mr. Eve?
Mr. Death, I call him.
Because he's an undertaker.
Oh, no, not just that. You watch out. He visits, and the next thing you know, you've kicked the bucket.
Salmonella poisoning?
You what?
In the chicken.
Oh, I don't know about that. He visited old Misery Guts, and next thing, it's the hose pipe through the window kills himself.
You mean Jack Coles?
Oh, knew him, did you?
No, but I've got his flat. I heard about Jack. You think he did kill himself?
Well, of course, told me he was going to do it.
But you didn't tell the inquest that.
None of my business. Eve? He visited my Deirdre, too. Always brought her lunch, had a chat, and then she goes and takes an overdose. Yes, he did have a lovely funeral, I'll say that for him. Done a good few others as well from here. But he's not touching me, not even when I'm cold.
Thank you, Arthur. I think I'll have something to tell my daughter when she finally deigns to visit her old mother.
You think Mr. Eaves is drumming up business? A bit of arsenic in the roast potatoes?
No, dear, much more subtle than that. He seems such a nice man, so concerned, chatted away to me so kindly. And by the time he left, life hardly felt worth living. Abandoned by my friends, neglected by my daughter. He made it all so clear to me.
I haven't been neglecting you.
I've been here almost a week, and this is only your second visit.
There's rather a lot on at the moment.
Just lonely days stretching ahead. Hardly seems worth struggling on.
Mother?
That's how he made me feel. I think that's how he wanted me to feel. He attaches himself to the vulnerable ones, the ones who are already rather depressed.
Are you?
No, but I played up to him. He wanted me to be even more depressed by the time he left.
Why?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm going to find out.
Oh, you'll be careful, won't you?
There's no danger. That's what you told me.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong about a lot of things.
You don't mean Henry, do you?
No, of course not.
Well, how is he?
Fine.
What terrible thing is he supposed to have done? I wish you'd tell me.
They say he attacked this man who was trying to sell drugs outside of school.
Why didn't he just arrest him?
He couldn't. It's all tied up with this big operation I'm on. The pusher's just a minnow, and Phillips wants the shark who controls it all. That's how he put it.
Yes, he probably would. So, he'll let this man sell drugs to children.
We're keeping an eye on the pusher.
It's still immoral, dear.
Well, it'll all be over tomorrow. We raid the lorry, and a lot of them will be out of circulation for a bit. All units, this is Golf Ball 1. The target's lorry's parked outside the cafe. Driver just going in for lunch.
We don't want to go too early, Inspector.
No, sir. Are you sure you wouldn't rather stay in the van?
I want to be where the action is. I want to watch this man being destroyed.
Right. But don't lift any boxes out of the lorry, sir. Don't forget your hernia.
I'm perfectly fit, thank you, Inspector.
Driver's settling down to bacon and eggs, Gov.
Right. Everybody set?
All in position.
Then go, go, go. Right.
Okay, track down those boxes. Some from the front. We'll take a sample.
There must be half a ton of cannabis in that lot.
Mind the box, sir. There. Would you like a jimmy, sir? Open the first one.
Would you mind?
Go ahead, sir. It's your baby after all.
Oh, I can't wait to see Essex face when we pick him up. Right.
Oh, God, what's in there?
Eggs. Stinking, rotten eggs.
Here too, sir. Looks like they're in all the boxes.
Superintendent Perry.
Mister?
I'm sitting having a bite to eat with one of my drivers when I see all this activity. What are you doing to my lorry?
I'm having you, Essex. I'm having you for something.
I don't think so. Looks to me like you've got egg on your face. Makes a bit of a stink, doesn't it? And I want you to clear it all up. All right.
2 eggs, a dash of butter, a bit of cheese, and voila, your omelette.
Oh, and I thought you weren't much of a cook, Mr. Eaves.
Omelettes are the only thing I can do. I like to impress my special ladies with them.
I'm impressed.
Good. Well, enjoy your lunch.
I don't suppose you could stay for a little while.
I'm not sure
I haven't had anyone to talk to properly since... Well, since you were here yesterday.
Oh. Your daughter not been to visit?
Oh, no. No, Gwen's much too busy with her own life to bother with her poor old mother.
What charges, Mr. Hessett?
Harassment. Gross incompetence and an appalling waste of taxpayers' money.
Do you wish to make an official complaint?
I wish to get you off my back.
You could try going straight.
That's a defamatory statement, Inspector.
Sue me.
Thank you, Inspector. That'll be all.
Sir,
Full of beans, isn't she?
Detective Inspector Danbury is a very competent officer.
Picked the wrong lorry, though, didn't she? Or was that down to you?
The Chief Superintendent has asked me to offer you a formal apology.
Well, I'll have a word with my solicitors and let you know if I'm willing to accept it. Meanwhile, if I so much as smell a policeman within 100 yards of me, you're in trouble, right?
I can assure you there'll be no question of harassment. No question at all.
When I left, he was rubbing Philip's face in it.
Almost worth seeing.
It would have been, if Hester wasn't such a villain. Now walk free.
And I'm still in the frame.
We'll have to go ahead with the ID parade this afternoon.
And Edwards will identify me. I still don't get why.
That's what I've been trying to work out. Assuming he doesn't genuinely think you attacked him.
By the sound of his injuries, he must have seen who did it. And it wasn't me.
Want to know my theory?
Fire away, Gov.
Hesiod had him beaten up.
That it?
It makes sense. When he isn't under a car, Edwards is hanging around the schools pushing pills. Hesiod's got a big job on. The last thing he wants is one of his men being picked up. Maybe he warned Edwards off. Maybe Edwards took no notice. So, Hesiod decides to teach him a lesson. Just scare him a bit. There's no way Edwards is going to dump Hesiod in it. He needs someone. You said it yourself. You're the fall guy.
Brilliant, Gov.
It fits.
And there's absolutely no proof.
Maybe I won't need proof.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You're not going to do anything out of order?
Would I? You know me, Henry.
Yes, I do, and that's what I'm worried about. I've mucked it up. Don't go getting yourself into any trouble.
Is that the time?
Gov.
I'd better be getting back to the station. I promised Mother I'd pop over and see her, but I'm not going to have time now. Still, she'll survive.
Neglected. Utterly neglected.
I know you must feel that, but...
She doesn't visit me.
You mentioned your daughter was busy.
Oh, she has time if she wanted to, if she rarely cared.
Yes, children don't understand, do they? They have their own lives to lead. It's all too easy to forget what they owe their own parents.
Do you still have parents, Mr. Eve?
Alas, no. My father died many years ago, and my mother last summer. We gave her a splendid funeral, I'm glad to say. Oh, a funeral she could be... was, I'm sure, proud of. No expense spared for my mother.
I can imagine.
Some of the penny-pinching that goes on, it sickens me. That's not too strong a word. Sickens me. Relatives, they come to me and they ask straight out, quite blatant, for the cheapest funeral I can offer. Ask me to skimp, cut corners, keep the cost down. That's their cry. They want all the money for themselves, of course, and to hell with the wishes of their poor mother or father.
But what can one do about it when one's not here to protest?
Well, there is something, but you don't want to be bothered with it now.
No, really. I think now's the perfect time.
Well, we do provide a prepayment plan.
Oh, sort of pay now, bury later.
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah, in a way.
Sounds like a wonderful idea.
Well, it does ensure that the purchaser has absolute control over their future needs, as it were.
Tell me about it.
I'd like to, but I do have rather a pressing appointment at the cemetery. If I could perhaps leave you a brochure.
Oh, very glossy.
Yeah, you'll see that... for a comparatively small outlay...
£2,000.
Which guarantees that whenever the unhappy event takes place, you'll be provided with an unrivaled send-off.
I'll read it from cover to cover.
Right. And when I come tomorrow... No, don't get up. I know my way out. We can discuss it further.
And what's on the menu tomorrow?
Beef casserole.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. I wonder if I could speak to Inspector Danbury. Oh, is she... Do you know where she is? No. All right. Perhaps I'll catch her later. Thank you.
You shouldn't have come here, Inspector. You could get into serious trouble.
So could you, Mr. Hesset.
I don't think so. Since that little debacle today, I feel very cosy. Very safe.
I wouldn't if I were you.
No threats, please. Do your superiors know you're here?
No.
I could lift that phone and destroy your career in a couple of seconds.
Don't you want to know why I'm here?
I don't think so.
It's about Edwards.
Steve Edwards?
His bit of bother.
Oh, that's nothing to do with me.
Isn't it?
He's just a mechanic at one of my garages. His private life's his own affair.
Even when he takes time out from changing tyres to push a bit of dope? Not for you this time. On the side.
Slander, again. You're very loose with your mouth, aren't you?
Edwards will be attending an identity parade this afternoon.
Good, I'll give him time off work. Paid.
He'll pick out a man he says attacked him.
One up to the police, then. Good detective work. Have you come for a pat on the back?
The man he'll identify is a police officer. You know what that means. It means publicity. Inquiries. Newspaper headlines. No chance of it just slipping quietly by. The spotlight will stay on Edwards for a very long time. And the light might burn you.
What do you lot get up to in your spare time? I don't know. A policeman?
He didn't do it.
Oh, you would say that.
No. If I thought for a moment he had, he'd be banged up so fast.
Inspector, I admire your loyalty.
And you know he didn't do it.
Is he a friend of yours?
You know he didn't do it. Because you had Edwards beaten up.
Your loyalty is admirable. But it could get you into all sorts of bother.
I can't prove it yet, but I'll go on trying.
You may not be on the force for much longer.
If it's not me on your back, it'll be another police officer.
More than a friend, then, is he?
We'll keep such a close eye on you, Mr. Hesset, you'll think we're moulded to your body. For a start, where are your lorries? All the paperwork you must need. Import, export, customs.
All much easier since 93. No barriers, all that?
There'll still be paperwork. Lorries to be checked over, tyres, exhausts, roadworthiness. Plenty of scope for delaying any important, perishable cargo.
This is harassment.
This is enforcing every rule
in the book. I won't be threatened.
I won't have a good policeman ruined by scum like you.
Do you know what you're risking, coming here?
He's worth it.
I hope he is, Inspector. For your sake, I hope he is.
God, how many times have I given a suspect a number, told them to stand up straight and look ahead?
Well, now it's your turn. How does it feel?
Frightening.
It'll be over soon.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Don't think much of the ragbag they've lined up. None of them look like me.
PC Allard was in the town centre all morning rounding them up. They're all about your height.
I better take my place in the line.
We've got a few minutes yet.
Excuse me, Governor. Your mother.
What about her?
She's downstairs.
She's what?
Apparently she's a bit upset. She'd like to see you.
Oh, no. Mother always has appalling timing.
I'm sorry, dear.
It's all right, Mother. What on earth happened?
That's what's so silly. Nothing really. Nothing I could put my finger on. I just felt I needed to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to visit at lunchtime, but I had something I had to do.
I know. I know you're busy and I'm just a nuisance.
Come on. We're not at St. Margaret's now. You can drop the poor little old lady act.
It gets into your bones. The loneliness.
I told you shouldn't have gone there.
That's what he makes use of.
Who? Eves, you mean?
I understand now why he did it. Why Jack killed himself.
You accept he did commit suicide?
Oh, yes.
Eves makes use of their loneliness, you see. Wears them down.
Why should he?
To get them to sign this agreement.
What's this?
Now read it.
I'm right in the middle of something, Mother.
Please.
All right.
£2,000. Payable now to make sure you have the funeral you want. To make sure your children don't get any more of your money than they deserve. And he certainly makes you feel they don't deserve any of it.
There's nothing illegal about this.
The way he sells it, wearing you down, making you feel so alone. Poor Jack. He was depressed enough when he went to St. Margaret. After a few visits from Mr. Eve. No wonder he killed himself. But he had a lovely funeral. And I'm sure Mr. Eves made a lovely profit.
It's awful. I agree. But I can't see what can be done.
He's a leech, Gwen. Sucking what little blood these poor, vulnerable people have left in them.
You all right?
No, dear, but I will be. Others won't. We have to stop him.
He hasn't broken any law.
We still have to stop him, Gwen. Somehow.
Look. I've got to go back upstairs for a bit. You stay here. Have a cup of tea. Drive the desk sergeant mad. But don't move. I'll be back as soon as I can. And we'll talk, I promise.
Take your time, sir. Have another look. You can see them through the glass, but they can't see you.
Yeah, I know that. I've been on the other side often enough.
Right, sir.
Still looking, is he?
Inspector, you shouldn't be here.
How's it going?
He's had another try.
Look, he's not there. Like I said, there's no one there anything like the man who hit me. All right? Will that do you? That what you want to hear? Now let me get the hell out.
I'm so pleased, Henry.
So am I.
I knew it would be all right.
Yes, but how did you know?
Come on. I'm taking you two out to the pub.
A little early, isn't it, dear?
Well, I don't know about you, but I could do with a drink. And I think I've got the answer to your problem, Mother. Mr. Eves is a bully. And I can tell you just how to deal with bullies like him.
And option three, which is a little more expensive at £2,800, but the quality of coffin is that much finer. And for just £200 more, a brass plaque can be fitted.
It all seems wonderful.
I can't overemphasize the advantages of signing up for the plan today.
Can't you?
Well, with rising costs, we simply can't guarantee to keep these prices for another month. The new brochures are at the printer now. I really shouldn't be offering you such bargain prices, but... Well, I feel we're special friends.
Mm. I had a friend.
Yes?
His wife was really my friend, and when she died, I suppose I inherited him.
Yes, well, it's good to have friends.
He hadn't many. He was a difficult man.
I think we all know people like that. Now, if you'd like to sign
here...
His
name was Jack. Jack Coles.
Yes? Well... If there's anything further,
you did him a lovely funeral, Mr. Eves.
Yes, I remember. I'm glad it was...
His daughter thanked you.
Good.
Thanked the man who killed her father.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you didn't poison him or bash him over the head, though for a while I did wonder.
I really don't think it's...
Nothing obvious like that. You killed him with words. You probably sat just where you're sitting now, and he probably sat here while you told him what a bad daughter Alison was.
I don't know where you got hold of this nonsense.
And how she shouldn't get a penny, if that's what you said.
I can see you're not very well.
I'm very well indeed.
Perhaps we should talk another time.
Did you lay it on really thick for Jack? Could you see how lonely he was? How vulnerable?
You know, you shouldn't go around saying wild things.
You don't care. As long as they sign on the dotted line, you don't care. After all, when they're dead, they can't complain.
No, they can't.
You admit it, then?
It's nothing to admit. It's not against the law.
You tried to turn me against my daughter.
I provide a service.
You've never met my daughter.
Now, look, if you go around spreading stories about...
Gwen? Gwen? Come and meet Mr. Eve.
What the hell's going on?
Hello. My mother's told me so much about you.
God. What a fuss. You've been hiding in the kitchen.
Mr. Eves, this is my daughter.
Yes, well, I haven't got time.
Detective Inspector Gwen Danbury.
I've broken no laws.
Unfortunately not. But life is full of petty regulations, isn't it? If they were all enforced, life would be very difficult. Especially for a funeral director, I should imagine. Health regulations, bylaws, parking. Wouldn't it be embarrassing if one of your cars was stopped on its way to the cemetery while its tyres were checked? Insurance, MOT certificate.
I've done nothing wrong.
Oh, yes, you have. You might not have broken any laws, but you've done terrible wrong, and it mustn't be allowed to go on, must it?
You interfering old bitch.
Thank you.
It's not...
Let me open the door for you.
You can't...
Goodbye, Mr. Eaves. I don't think I'll be seeing you again.
Mother! You're a chip off the old block!
Shouldn't that be the other way round, dear?
Not in this case. Come on, let's get you packed. It's time you came home.
Oh, are you sure, dear?
Quite sure.
I thought perhaps if you're going to go on inviting Henry over for dinner, well, I might crap your style.
Mother.
In A Sheltered Life, part 3 of Sue Rodwell's four-part detective series, An Odd Body, Annette Badland played Gwen Danbury, Gudrun Ewer, Joan Danbury, John Dutteen, Henry Jacobs, and John Rye, Superintendent Phillips. Larry Eaves was played by John Moffat, Emily Porter, Hilda Braid, Arthur Lambert, Godfrey Kenton, Hessett, Don McCorkindale, Edwards, Tom Bevan, Allison, Rachel Adkins, Gray, Peter Kenny, and the Warden, Diana Payat. An Odd Body is directed by Glyn Dearman.